Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Osable Valley chapter of Ducks Unlimited, Ben Eby. How are you, Ben?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Kevin?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Glad to have you on the program. I think it's the first time we've talked, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I know Ducks Unlimited's been around for a long time. I was saying before we went on, my father-in-law was very involved with Ducks Unlimited for many years, but I know there's people who have heard the name but aren't familiar with what the organization's all about. First, how long have you been a part of Ducks Unlimited?
I've been going to the banquets for about 6 years and a member of the committee for about probably about 4 years of that, five years.
Now what got you involved in Ducks Unlimited?
Actually, just a lot of friends were going to the banquets. I wasn't even a duck hunter at the time.
Yeah.
I just started going to the banquets, kind of got hooked, and the folks there got me into the waterfowling business and got conned into being on the chapter, helping out.
So. It happens that way a lot, doesn't it? Yeah. But, you know, I know from experience, Ducks Unlimited isn't all about just duck hunting, isn't it? There's a lot of things involved. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of the largest, really, wetlands and waterfowl conservation agencies in the world. I mean, probably 72,000 acres in Michigan that we've done so far.
Wow.
And that's investing roughly $30 million into the state through various partnerships and agreements. Locally, to bring it a little bit closer to home, there's been over 20 Ducks Unlimited projects in the local area,
really?
Mostly in Iosco County, but also Alcona and Oscoda counties. Probably the biggest ones folks know about will be Tuttle Marsh.
Yeah.
That was a Ducks Unlimited project. Got about 1,900 acres that we've done in Iosco,
wow.
About 1,200 or so in Alcona County. We have 130 chapters in Michigan, so we're a really big Ducks Unlimited state, 27,000 members within the state.
Now, when you mention that you've done stuff with them, what kind of things do you do? What are kind of some of the conservation things you do to help out waterfowl? What are some of those projects involved?
Well, what Ducks Unlimited primarily does is they will partner with federal and state agencies and sometimes with private landowners to create or conserve wetlands habitat.
Okay.
Clark's Marsh, Tuttle Marsh, a lot of the facilities there were created with Ducks Unlimited monies.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, and that money comes from things like the big banquet you guys have coming up, right?
Absolutely. That's where we get all of our money from. It's from our fundraising banquets and, various other events throughout the year. Like I said, we have 130 chapters in Michigan with roughly 180 events.
Okay.
Most of them are the banquet style, but some other chapters do various things, poker nights, euchre tournaments, things like that.
All right. Now, the Osable Valley chapters of Ducks Unlimited's banquet is coming up when?
April 16th, next Saturday.
All right. Saturday, April 16th. What time does it start?
Doors open at 6 p.m. Dinner will start around 7 o'clock. We're featuring Rob's Barbecue, local caterer.
Yeah.
Does a really good job.
Boy, no doubt about that. All right. Well, tell us what's going to be happening that night. For anybody who's never been to one of these kind of banquets, give us an experience of what a night for the Ducks Unlimited chapter is.
You come in the door and we'll set you up with a little door prize. And then there's a variety of raffles you can purchase into. We're going to have a couple games of cover up. It's a dice game, but people seem to love.
Yeah.
And we're giving away lots of prizes from artwork, duck decoys. And these are display quality decoys,
right,
not just hunting decoys. Various firearms and all kinds of local products that folks in the area have graciously donated to our organization.
All right, very good. Yeah, I know. And you guys have a great, I think, silent auction. Do you do a live auction also?
A silent auction and a live auction.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been confirmed yet, but we're working on a guided hunt, hopefully, a duck hunt.
All right.
And possibly a fishing charter.
Wow.
Still in the works, not confirmed yet, but those are some of the big ticket items we're hoping to get this year.
All right. Now, how do people get involved? How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $50 a person or $75 for a couple.
All right.
Kids, we love to get kids involved with the Green Wing program, $20 a kid.
Okay.
And that includes all the tickets include a membership into Ducks Unlimited. You'll get the you'll get the magazine delivered to you. All the Green Wings not only get the door prize, but there's a special Green Wing prize and a special raffle for just the kids.
Nice.
If you got a group of friends, you want to get a captain's table, is $300 for 8 folks.
Okay.
Plus you get a sportsman's package with that, which is $90 worth of raffle tickets for the event.
Nice. Man, so it really is a busy night, isn't it? There's always something going on. And of course, you got the great food, as you mentioned, from Rob's. Great night of fun and entertainment and food. And it's just a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you already said it earlier, it's not just about duck hunting.
Yeah.
There's probably only 30-40% of the folks are duck hunters.
Right.
We get folks from Audubon, folks that just like bird watching, and just general conservation and naturalist folks in general.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be a duck hunter to be part of DU.
That's right. And you don't have to be a member, because you'll become a member once you get your ticket. So you'll become a member of Ducks Unlimited at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Come on. Just you can get a hold of me. I can call my cell phone. It's 989-305-0828. And we can register you that way.
Okay.
You can also go online at www.ducks.org.
Okay.
And go to the Michigan page and you can find our event and you can pay online there.
All right. Best in advance, or will there be tickets available the night of? Can they come in if it's a last second decision, they decide they want to come, or is it better to get them in advance?
Definitely better to get them in advance. We have to give our caterer and the bartenders and stuff a rough head count.
All right.
You know, there's always room for a few at the door. We'll never turn anybody away.
That's right.
You know, we always say the committee members will starve before we turn someone away because we run out of food.
That's right. Saturday, April 16th, and that's at the American Legion there, which is on US 23 in Oscoda.
Yep, south end of town.
That's right. And what time does it get started?
6 p.m. The doors open, dinner at 7.
All right. Sounds like a great night. The Osable Valley chapter of Ducks Unlimited, their big banquet coming up Saturday, April 16th at the American Legion there in Oscoda. And hey, again, some great sponsors who help you put this on, too. Before we let you go, you want to mention some sponsors.
PCS Outdoors is donating a lot of products to us. They're a local company. A lot of folks don't know about them, or they don't know they're local. I mean, they're a very well-known business in the trapping world.
Right.
But they also carry hunting supplies. They've got other divisions such as Firebird Shooting Supply, and another one that's really nice is the Osable Fur Products.
Oh yeah.
And we think one of the items they're going to donate is one of their fur teddy bears. So these are real fur teddy bears.
Wow.
It's going to be in our ladies raffle.
Okay.
Another big sponsor that helps us out every year is Haglund's All Outdoors. Ron Haglund, they're right on the river at the old Bunyan Town. He takes care of all of our firearms, donates all the transfer fees and everything. Does a great job for us.
Super. Thanks to everyone who makes this happen. Ben Eby from the Osable Valley chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Hey, Ben, we're glad you could join us, and please feel free to come on in anytime and talk to us about Ducks Unlimited.
Sounds great. Hope to see everybody there.